staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I had in return for grace, it's a beautiful.
Good morning. This is Dr. Maria. You are listening to the Positively Healthy Radio Show here on KCNR. Welcome and thank you for tuning in with us today. It is, of course, another beautiful day here in the North State. We have a fantastic show planned for you. It looks like it's around 71, maybe 73 by now. Something like that, right? Is that an old number, Savannah?
That one's a little old.
Yeah.
I'll get the weather here really fast.
How about this? When I walked in, it felt like it was about 74. Five-ish. Anyway, that's good, and I like that. So doable for me. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
As you're typing away looking for info for me, thank you so much. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing really well, and it's 81 degrees.
So maybe that means I'm starting to get used to the weather here.
Monday is going to be up to 106.
Okay. It's like everyone packed up their hot weather stuff already. Yes. Now they have pull it back out.
Maybe this is the last week it's going to be like that, though.
I know. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and I really like to make sure that we stick to healthy living and lifestyle and fitness and all the fun events that are going on in our community. We support veterans here on this show, and we also support all the events that for fundraising. We talk about the Second Amendment as well. And Savannah, I saw something so cool on Facebook.
What?
You like rock climbing,
oh,
sister?
I'm obsessed with rock climbing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm going today.
Okay, so you're Montana, right? That's mm-hmm. where you're from. Mm-hmm. And then I saw, was it for your birthday that your mom bought you your first set of,
she came into town because she is dropping off my baby sister who moved into Reading last week.
Oh, can't wait to meet her.
And so I think for her it was like, okay, we're going to be buying all this stuff for Shelly. And so she was like, you can buy, I'll buy you one thing that you really want. And I was like, a rope.
Okay, so I only did that one time in my life. I think I was in Monterey, and I was doing the fun, like, indoor rock climbing mm-hmm, thing. Mm-hmm. Total, you know, kush.
Yeah.
Where do you do that here?
You know, there's actually amazing climbing around here. There's Castle Craigs.
Oh, okay, so we're talking the real deal.
Oh, yeah.
Outdoor.
No playing around.
Yeah, uh-uh.
But there's actually something called, we call it the shredding.
Okay.
But it's kind of like this, I don't even know if I should say it.
Uh-oh. Are you hovering the delay dump button there?
Well, no. It's more like it's like a secret place.
Oh, got it.
No, okay. But it's good. It's good.
Okay. So, you guys, I'm so excited today because today we have an amazing guest in studio, and he is going to help us today because I don't really know a lot about this, and I hope we get a lot of calls, too, with your questions. Turi Family Farms running owner Tony is here with us today. And there's so much to talk about, Tony. So say hi to our guests and our listeners.
Sure. Hello. Thank you very much, Maria, for having us here today. We are very excited to be here.
I know.
And
it's fun.
To share our little bit of knowledge and share the fun that we have.
So your lovely bride is at the farmer's market today.
She is. She is. She's at the market with our little girl, Alexandra, who's almost four.
Aww.
And Alexandra's, we call her Moo. She earned her name when she was 6 weeks old, but she's running around barefoot, covered in dust and dirt.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. So she'll just be ready for her nap later, and that'll be awesome.
One would hope.
Yeah. That's a total dad talking right there.
She's not a big napper.
Okay. Well, so, you know, we have so many things to talk about. If you could just first give us one little tidbit, because we have to go to break already. I don't know how that happened, but why don't you give us your website really quick?
Yeah, TurriFamilyFarms.com. Pay us a visit. Follow us on Facebook.
And what's your claim to fame, Tony?
All grass, all the time.
Woohoo! All right. So when we come back, we're going to have a ton of questions for Tony. And we're excited to talk about all grass all the time. So come on back for your questions, 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
And said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painin' from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody.
Wow, God made a farmer, Tony. I have chills right now, and I remember when I first heard that at Super Bowl, was it this last time or a year ago?
I think it was last year, 2013.
Yeah. Eyes watered up, couldn't believe what I was hearing on the Super Bowl, for the Super Bowl commercials. And what were your thoughts about it?
Oh, it just, you know, we were watching the Super Bowl and my whole family just got completely silent.
And that was Paul Harvey, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. And that came out back in the 80s or 70s, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so I immediately Googled it and was watching all the comments, and I was really amazed on all the negativity towards it.
Oh.
Not so much because of Paul Harvey's part, but because Dodge, it was a Dodge commercial, and they just immediately went to, oh my gosh, why is Dodge bringing that in to try to sell a truck? But for me, it was just never hearing that before was just amazing.
I don't know if that even mattered to me. I didn't think that.
I didn't either.
My first thought was, wow, who paid for that? How did that get to be on the air? And I don't know if we have any listeners that are listening to that. That was, I don't even know what the title of it was. I guess God Made a Farmer, right? Savannah, Paul Harvey. And so if anyone knows anything about that, just call in. And if you had researched that during the time when you heard it played first, that was really interesting. So back to your family and how you guys started. Give us a little bit of history, how the Turi Family Farms came to be.
Sure. I'll back up even before that, Maria.
Okay.
Both of my grandparents were first generation in California, starting off in San Luis Obispo on a dairy farm. And in 1954, my dad was off to college. They decided to cruise around, and they ended up in Willows and asked a realtor about if there's any ranches for sale up here. And it turned out, I think it was the middle of August. My grandma said it was about 120 degrees in 1954. They sat in the back seat of a two-door Cadillac with the realtor and drove out to Flournoy and looked at the ranch and fell in love with it. And they bought it in 1954, moved in 1959 to the ranch. operated it with my father for many years. And my father and mother operated it for quite some time. And I'm third generation on the ranch with my wife, and my son, who is 16, Andrew, will be fourth generation, hopefully.
Oh, that's exciting. And, you know, when I went to your website, which is, go ahead.
TurreyFamilyFarms.com.
Yeah. And I was checking things out. That was one thing that struck me. And I love hearing stories about generations and families just, you know, keeping going with the business. And I love hearing about your son, Andrew, who's there right now, probably working.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what were his chores today?
He had to help a neighbor at 7 o'clock, move his tractor, and then he was going to go check his sheep. We also have sheep as well. He owns the sheep, but they're on our neighbor's place. He's going to go check his sheep, make sure the guard dogs are still tending to him, and, probably feed his cows, and he might take a nap in there somewhere.
Yeah. He's 16. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
There might be some snacks.
Just don't be on the couch when I get home.
Ooh. You heard it here. Dad said it. Okay, so, and maybe, I don't know if he's listening, but you guys can definitely stream in at KCNR1460.com. So, I'm excited that we have grass-fed all the time available to us. That excites me. And not that I just heard from you. I've actually been shopping at, I'm going to give them a shout-out, Tops Market. They have your products there. I just, in fact, bought some the other day. I like the jerky and the beef sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wish you carried more over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Alex over there does a great job. He really, really, tries to share with the customers about our story and product.
Who's Alex over there?
Alex is the head butcher.
Okay. The head butcher. Okay.
Yeah. Alex. And then, Wayne is a butcher there also.
Okay.
And, they do a fantastic job, and, you know, hats off to Tops. They were one of the first mainstream stores that was willing to give us a try.
That was a question we had. So one of the questions was, is it hard to find retailers to bring your products to?
Yeah, so there's a couple different parts to that answer.
Uh-huh.
Usually with grass-fed, natural beef, or organic, you really target the market that really has a demographic of people looking for grass-fed, natural beef. Most of those retailers carry it frozen. So we sell the Tops fresh. Most 70% of our product is delivered fresh. And so that opens up the doors a little bit, but, like Tops, they already carry Creekstone, Farms, Choice Angus beef. So people that go there are already looking for good quality beef. And so they were really open to the idea to trying grass-fed beef. And like I said, thanks to those guys for helping us out. It's made it a nice transition.
Well, the whole, eating healthy and fresh and clean and all that is so big right now. And so let's take a step further and ask, why grass-fed? Cause you had mentioned that maybe in the past you guys had done it. I'm going to say, different way. You said conventional.
Conventional, yeah. Conventional beef is the mainstream. You know, 96% of beef in the United States is raised conventionally. And I just want to say there's, I think America has the safest food supply in the world. So I definitely don't want to downplay conventional beef.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so with grass-fed beef, it takes a lot longer, and I got off track.
Oh, the question was why you guys went from one to another.
Yes, thank you.
And because I read a really cute story about your wife, Marianne. So
yes. So why we went to grass-fed beef was we were in conventional beef for a long time. That's what I grew up doing. Mm-hmm. And about 8 years ago, we started selling some beef on the side, what we call sides of beef, halves or wholes. Got a really good response. And we were conventionally feeding them ourselves. And we did that for a couple of years, and then we started saying, well, let's just try to keep them out on the grass. And we did that for a couple of years. And
Then we
really started experimenting with flavor, taste, how to do it more mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been messing around with grass-fed beef for a long time. We've been doing it officially for 3 years. But probably the biggest reason we made the real push for grass-fed beef is my dad, who has been gone for 3.5 years, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 1998. He suffered with Parkinson's for 12 years. And with Parkinson's disease, there's really no direct answer what causes it.
There's more to this story that I want to come back to,
sure.
Because it's not necessarily all about beef, and I really want to talk about your that disease. When we come back, a lot of questions for Tony. Call in 605-4567.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, I'm Sherry Silk, inviting you to join me and my husband Danny for our program Loving on Purpose, Sundays at KCNR Community Talk Radio from noon to 1. We talk about relationships, parenting, and more every week.
Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
Then we sure hope you join us. It's Loving on Purpose, Sundays from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk. Somebody who'd bail a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh and then sigh.
Thank you, Savannah. Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, in studio guest Tony Turry from Turry Family Farms. And this is a thrill because I need to know more about this. My patients need to know more about this. And we were talking about your dad, who you had a story about. Go ahead.
Sure. I'm going to back up 1 second about God made a farmer. I think my verse of that would be on the ninth day God made a wife.
Oh. Tony.
She has a full-time job.
Yes,
and,
tell us about Mary
Well,
Ann.
She's a full-time dental hygienist. She's a full-time parent. And she...
Full-time partner to you.
Absolutely. That's the easy part, though.
Okay.
Anyways. So when I was talking about, you know, my dad with Parkinson's disease, that was probably the straw that broke the camel's back for us to really jump into grass-fed beef and say, okay, let's do this. Also with my wife being a lot more health conscious than I was. Mm-hmm. And since nobody really knows what causes Parkinson's disease, my diagnosis for my father was he ate fruits and vegetables all the time and a lot of meat too. But I really feel like pesticide and herbicide residues on – I always go back to apples. He ate apples, you know, multiple times a day. And I always feel like there was – the residues is what caused it. And I have no proof of that, never will.
Mm-hmm.
But – So having that in my mind and feeling that, we really decided to push to natural grass-fed beef.
All the time. Grass-fed all the time. What does that mean?
Grass-fed beef is kind of a loose term these days. We call our animals 100% grass-fed, 100% grass-finished. Our cattle never see anything but grass.
That's awesome. Because the other way you were telling me about is at a certain time they start grain feeding them, and then that's when they go to.
Yes. Yeah. There's four different segments in a calf's life. There's the cow calf guy who those animals are always on grass. Then usually a stalker operator, purchases them from the cow-calf guy, and they raise them to 850 pounds. From that point on, they get sold to a feedlot where they're fed grain for usually 4 to 5 months. And then usually the feedlot guy sells it to the packer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I had a question about that earlier with you. I was trying to do some homework in the last few days, getting some questions together for you, and I started watching Forks Over Knives. I don't know why I did that, but I did. It was on Netflix. And anyway, they were talking about, which totally makes sense, that late 40s, early 50s, once things sort of changing from grass-fed to grain-fed, that the cows had a really hard time in their stomachs to make the change, and that it was really imperative for the farmer to make sure that they weren't overfed and that it was just the right amount. Otherwise, they would go into this lactic acidosis type situation. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
You know more than me about that. And the,
yeah.
No, even if you had four stomachs, it still wouldn't matter, I guess, right? Apparently.
Yeah.
So what is, the question that I had for you earlier, and you had a great answer, was, you guys went from conventional to grass. Was there a transition phase, or how did that work for you guys?
There was no transition phase for our livestock because the cows are always on grass anyways. Every rancher in the United States raises his cows and calves on grass. Well, I say everyone, and I'm within, you know, 1/10 of 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
For a certain time.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So that cow, the mother of that calf, is always on grass. So there's no transition period for that cow. And when an animal is raised conventionally in a feedlot, after it's harvested, it's gone. It doesn't have to transition back to grass. So the transition period, there really is no transition period. You never feed your animals any grain, and they'll keep their stomach acids where they need to be to digest grass.
And to stay healthy. I mean,
yeah.
That's basically the whole point. Give us a little bit about natural versus you're all natural. What does that mean for you guys?
100% natural. For us, it means, and for everybody, there's USDA standards that regulate it. Our animals do not receive any antibiotics. And I want to talk about that for just a minute. If we have a sick animal, we treat it. And so does everybody else. You get a sick animal, you treat it. We write a number on their ear tag and know that that animal is no longer natural. So it does not go into the natural program. So, being natural is no antibiotics or no hormones.
Yeah, because then that would spread, right? If one was sick, you would have to.
It,
okay.
Not only spread, but the calf could, die.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So no, that's, so basically no antibiotics or no hormones. No growth hormones fed or injected.
Mm-hmm. And then, so that makes it natural. Do you guys plan on, someone had a question earlier, oh, well, are you organic? And the answer is no, we're 100% natural. Well, what is the difference? What does that mean?
Organic is natural plus being audited by a third party to make sure you don't use any herbicides, pesticides, or anything else that is not OMRI listed. OMRI is an association that monitors chemicals, and they list some as being OMRI listed, which would be, or you could use them on an organic farm.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten the paperwork three different times to go down the organic path. There's several challenges.
Mm-hmm.
One, first challenge is a cost. The second challenge is another paper trail to follow. And then you're really marketing to a small group of people. You have to elevate your costs to cover. You're limited on vaccinations you can give your animals, which can be have a huge economic impact to you as the producer.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, the better question might have been, and we talked about this earlier too, is GMO versus non-GMO. I mean, what are they eating? Because that's what we're going to get. And we've got maybe 30 seconds left, so maybe that's something we can come back to. You know, are the cows getting non-genetically modified grass? How do we know that? You know, some of those questions come into play. So on our way back, if you have questions on the other side of this commercial, 605-4567, our guest is Tony Turi from Turi Family Farms. Come on back.
heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no...
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Chef John Stadelli.
I have been with Anselmo Vineyards for 5 years, producing a sustainable property. We are pasture-to-plate driven. My passion comes from feeding people. It gets straight to the heart and soul. The property is stellar. The products that we produce there are all from scratch. And they're very simple. It's the true food, the true cuisine, if you will, that is the most important thing to me.
Anselmo Vineyards, a short drive from Palisadro on Highway 44. It will become your favorite destination getaway. 474-5546.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Fuel, it isn't ours, and we're in cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show, and we have Tony Turry in the studio with us today from Turry Family Farms, and thanks for coming in, by the way.
Thanks for having us.
It's been fun and informative. I have got a shout out here, Reading Republican Women Federated. It is this year already. Listen, wait for it, folks. It's already starting. I'm going to say something here. Elegance of Christmas Tea. It's coming up, you guys. It's September. Get your tables together. The theme this year, a star-spangled event. How beautiful is that? Sunday, December 8th, 2013, at noon at Wind River Resort and Casino is this year's Red Room Republican Women Federated 2013 Annual Elegance of Christmas Tea. Marianne should do a table with Moo Moo.
Absolutely.
That would be awesome. And there's going to be a fashion show this year. There are so many options. Let me just tell you a little bit about it from the flyer here. New this year, if you desire, the resort will provide dishes, flatware, tablecloths, and all you need, all your decorations and centerpiece. There will be convenient transportation to the building from the parking area, which sometimes was hard for some people. You may bring wine, champagne, etc., and small treats, nuts and mints, those types of things for your as a hostess for your guests. Now, there are... there is a phone number here to get more information. Normally what happens is a hostess, say like Marianne decides she wants to do a table, right? So she will buy the whole table and then sell tickets to her guests. This is a fundraising event, and the tickets are $35 for single. We do have tables of 8 or 10 this year, so you a person would be able to decide on that. Let's see. So if you would like more information, you could contact Tammy Gerhard. She's going to get mad at me. I don't know if I said that right. That's Tammy Gerhard at 243-3724. That's Tammy Gerhard, 243-3724, for this year's Elegance of Christmas Tea. And that is going to be so fun, Reading Republican Women. A star-spangled event, Sunday, December 8th, 2013. And we start at noon. So, all right, let's keep going here. We've got so many questions. Let's see, where were we at? So we were talking about non-GMO.
Yeah. So that's been a new thing for me and my family lately is we do farmers markets. We do Saturday morning here in Reading at the Civic Center. We do a Thursday night in downtown Chico, and then Corning Farmers Market Thursday night at the Northside Park. I think last Thursday was the last one. So we really get a lot of interaction with our what we call end consumers. And when we first started this 3 years ago, one of the biggest questions was, are you organic? Are you organic? And that question has now switched to, well, do they all receive non-GMO feed? And for us, it's a really easy answer. Yes, all of our animals receive non-GMO feed. Our cows only receive grass that is grown naturally out in the hills. The GMO thing, to me, sure seems like it's a way bigger of a deal now than if you're organic or not.
Yeah, that's very, very important to a lot of people. And I mean, really, who is your end user? Who's your demographic? Do you guys think?
Our demographic is probably, the purchaser would be a woman age 35 to 55 with a family at home, that is career orientated, probably. Or we have people, probably between, you know, I'm going to say 18 and 30 that live alternative lifestyles. They're a big part of our demographic. Or the interesting one for me is we'll get elderly people that say are in their 80s. And they like our product because of how they remember it like that, how it was when they were a kid.
Yes. Let's talk about that, because some of the drawbacks have been, or what I hear from the public is, ooh, grass-fed, I don't know the taste, I don't know how to cook it, or, you know, how, right? So what are some of the things that you guys do to help the community with those answers?
Well, that's what's good about going to the farmer's market for us. We can have a conversation with somebody. We just had a gentleman before I came here stop by. He buys our flat iron steaks, which is a relatively cheaper cut off of the shoulder, and we start talking about how to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice to have that interaction. What I tell people is give yourself some time. Grass-fed beef, when you first try it, will taste a little different. It took me and my family when we first started 6 years ago about 6 months to really truly get used to it. Every once in a while, regardless of what you do, you will get one that might taste a little gamey. We work really, really hard at avoiding that, but sometimes it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
So to cook it,
I can't even tell, by the way, because I've had your meat.
That's what we're shooting for, is for, you know, people who maybe they don't.
Or maybe it doesn't matter to me as much.
Well, and maybe, the people who really want grass-fed beef, they expect it, but we're also trying to get people who just want good beef.
Yeah, healthy, good.
To give it a
quality.
Try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the way we like to prepare it is, what we call Santa Maria style.
Mm-hmm.
A 2-inch thick whole sirloin barbecued over oak wood. Cook it medium, medium rare. Once you're done cooking, take it off the barbecue, let it rest for about 20 or 30 minutes. Slice it up thin, serve, salsa over it with some ranch beans.
We have 2 minutes. Do we have a caller on the line? No? Okay.
Or to take a really like 1/2 to 3/4 inch steak, flash fry it on a cast iron pan with olive oil or my favorite, butter.
Tony, you're cracking me up. Grass-fed butter.
Yes, there is a thing.
I know there is, and I learn about it all the time from, people that are eating healthy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So what is important about cooking grass-fed beef is it will cook faster because it is leaner by nature. And so when grass-fed beef got popular again here 10 or 12, 15 years ago, nobody really knew how to cook it. And a lot of people tried it. They tried it at barbecues. They tried it at home. You would overcook it, and it would create this negative grass-fed eating experience.
Okay.
So that's a hurdle that I think everybody's trying to jump.
So we've got about a minute left. Why don't you give us, what I wanted to ask was, cause I know little kids like to know more about this. We want to transition our children into eating healthier. Do you guys take field trips out there? Can people come and visit the farm? How does that work?
We're open to the idea. We're working towards that. Mm-hmm. Marianne is really, really passionate about that.
Yeah.
And we're hoping possibly in 2014 we will have a farm day.
Oh, that would be fun.
We want to make it an annual event.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, Positively Healthy, Dr. Maria will totally help you with that as much as you need and want. So
excellent.
I want to encourage it and I recommend it. It's going to be a really good thing for both sides, right? So, on the other side of this commercial, I want some callers to call in to ask your questions to Tony. 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM. Come.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. I'm so excited to have Tony Turi of Turi Family Farms, Flournoy, California, here with us today. And I believe we do have a caller on the line.
Hey, it's Sarah Fragoso. Woo-hoo! Hi, Maria. How are you today?
Hi. Not just a caller, my girlfriend, Sarah Fragoso of EverydayPaleo.com. So excited to have you on the line, Missy.
Oh, I'm really excited to be able to call in today, and I'm excited for your guest, too, because this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart and what I do and the message I'm trying to help spread. And I just had a quick question because I think this question will help the people who are listening to your show today.
Yeah.
And will help my readers too. I get a lot of questions about, okay, I'm starting to eat grass-fed, grass-finished beef, and it's different to cook grass-fed, grass-finished. The cooking times vary. It's in my opinion, more delicate and obviously more flavorful, and you don't want to lose that flavor. So maybe you guys could help answer some of my readers' questions about how to actually prepare grass-fed beef versus the standard beef that people might have been used to eating and cooking before.
Yeah, that's a great question. In fact, we were just on that. I think Tony was mentioning about the length of time, right? Or people generally in the past have, if they're just trying grass-fed, they might have overcooked it. So why don't you give us a tip there, Tony?
The best tip I have is have my wife do it because she does everything perfect.
Good answer,
yeah,
Sarah.
Yeah. No, what I tell people is, you know, everybody talks about searing, and I've tried for 2 years to learn how to sear, and I'm finally getting it down. When you read a lot of books on how to cook grass-fed beef, make sure you sear it, lock in the juices. It's a great tip, but, they don't tell you how to sear. So what I tell people is if you're new to grass-fed beef, I like to barbecue. So turn your barbecue down lower than you normally would on a regular steak because it will cook faster and the last thing you want to do is overcook it. So low and slow until you get used to it. And in the meantime, play around with searing. You can even sear it on a frying pan, then go finish it on a barbecue. Or, you know, short ribs, brisket in a crock pot is.
That sounds like your cookbooks, Sarah.
I know, right? I was going to ask about slow cooking because it's one of my favorite and time-saving things to do is slow cooking my grass-fed beef.
Yeah, when you've got a big family and it's that time of year again, school, work, totally. I mean, you turn that thing on in the morning and get her done in the evening and you're happy when you come home to a good smelling kitchen, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, our general recipe for slow cooking usually starts with a bottle of red wine and a little garlic salt and a lot of garlic and, yeah, throw it in the crock pot.
I just made a grass-fed roast 2 days ago that was with red wine and beef broth and onions and garlic, and it was awesome, and my kids barely sat at the table. They just stood there and ate it like it was the best thing in the world. It was. It was simple and delicious.
And that's what we like, simple and delicious. And thank you so much for calling in, Sarah, because I think that's what you do with a lot of your recipes, and that's what people want. That's what they're looking for, simple and delicious. Anything totally. New in your horizons before we have to let you go?
Oh, there's always lots in the works, but I just wanted to, thank you guys for having the show. It's a great topic to be discussed, and thanks for letting me call in. It was fun to chat with you all today.
Okay, say hi to everyone. Thanks for calling, Sarah.
I will.
Okay,
all right,
bye.
You guys, take care.
So those were some good questions because, I mean, obviously it was a great segue. We were just talking about that. And do you guys have, I can't remember, did you guys have recipes on your website or?
We'll do recipes every once in a while on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, we just about 3 weeks ago did a little contest on our Facebook page on a best recipe and best way to cook a flank steak.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And the winning recipe was, butterfly the flank steak out, which is extremely difficult. And you blue cheese, onions, and roll it up, make pinwheels, put it on skewers, and barbecue it. And it was really, really delicious.
Oh, so you guys try it and then taste test it at home?
We pick the recipe and then we'll try it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the winner of the winning recipe got a free flank steak.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, what is your Facebook page? Or, I mean, I can share that with everyone later today too, but it's on the back of.
Yeah. I'm not a techno, but.
Okay. So you'll just look up Turi Family Farms and you'll go ahead and find that there on Facebook. Yep. The website again is turifamilyfarms.com.
Yes.
A ton of information there about, their story, the family. Facts about never receiving hormones or antibiotics, 100% natural, all of the above, benefits of grass-fed all the time beef, which let's talk about that right now, lower in saturated fat and total fat.
Yes.
Interesting. Higher in beta carotene, higher in vitamin E, higher in B vitamins, thiamine and riboflavin, higher in minerals like calcium, magnesium, and potassium. Ugh. Always needed. A lot of my patients will come in and they're just low on their electrolytes. And yes. Okay, interesting.
And somebody I want to talk about beta carotene for just a minute. Somebody transferring over to grass-fed beef from conventional beef. Conventional beef fat is usually pretty white.
Okay.
When you get a grass-fed animal, it'll have a yellow tinge. Mm-hmm. Depending on what time of the year it is, it might be a dark tinge. And to people new to grass-fed beef, they get really turned off by that. But
the look of it?
Yes,
okay.
Because it's yellow, but it is the beta carotene.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yes.
Good to know. Okay. And then higher in total omega-3 fatty acids, a healthier ratio of 3 and 6 fatty acids, which is good. Higher in CLA and which is a potential cancer fighter. Okay, and that's you guys just didn't pull that out of your head. That was from Journal of Animal Science, June 2009. Nice. Okay.
Yep.
So let's see. We've got a minute left. Where are you guys at here in Reading? I know you're at Tops
Market. We're at Tops Market.
Weaverville
and Reading.
Okay.
And then we do the Saturday morning market, which the last day of the Shasta Growers Association Saturday morning market is, I believe, the sign said December 21st.
Ooh.
And then it'll start back up in April.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But I recommend everybody just go to Tops or see us at the market. If you want to order 30 pounds or more, you can email me at tony@turifamilyfarms.com.
Yeah. It looks like you guys are in a few places in Red Bluff and Chico, which is nice.
Yes.
And it looks like some restaurants in Chico, the Leon Bistro.
Johnny's at the Diamond Hotel, Monk's Wine
nice.
Lounge. Crush downtown.
Okay. What about here in Reading? Any restaurants here?
Currently not.
Okay. We need to get that going, huh?
But soon.
Okay, good. All right, so this has been a fun show. On our way back, we've got a few more questions and a little bit more time to talk to Tony here. So on the other side of that, catch you on the other side, Tony.
You got it.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Enselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
No space to rent in this town.
It is a beautiful day here in Redding, California. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, in-studio guest Tony Turi from Turi Family Farms. And, hey, I'm, like, almost set to go down to the farmer's market here after this and check y'all out, see what you have, because I hear you have more products for sale. Eggs?
Yeah, we have eggs. I'll go to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But the one thing that goes really well with our natural grass-fed beef is we also offer 100% natural, 100% grass-fed and finished lamb.
Wow.
Our son Andrew actually owns the sheep, and he raises them. We help school him in that. But pretty interesting. We raise Dorper sheep, which are a South African breed. Their wool falls off. They have a lot of – they're parasite-resistant. Very, very efficient animals, which what I mean by that is they can convert feed really well. We don't feed them. They just live out in the hills and do their thing. And the meat, if you look at it, it does not have very much marbling, but it's actually 30% more tender than regular lamb.
Hmm.
And the other thing we offer is eggs from St. John Family Farm down in Corning. It's a, I call him a neighbor. He lives 16 miles away.
That's a neighbor.
That's a neighbor. Yep. Yeah. And yeah, we sell his eggs at the market. They're $6 a dozen, and he feeds them all non-GMO products. He buys the products raw, whole, by the ton. He has his own mill. He mixes all his own feed. They're free-range birds, and he just does a really, really good job. And I encourage everybody to stop by and buy a dozen and try them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you guys, what are your plans for the future? How do you see your farm in 5, 10 years, maybe, you know, longer?
Sure. Well, my passion is grass, and I'm talking legal grass.
Legal grass for the cows.
Yeah, that's my passion. Yeah. Range improvement, things like that. So, you know, my vision, we have a 10-year ranch plan implemented now, and my 10-year vision of the ranch is to have this mecca of grass And we do a lot of stream bake restoration stuff. We do some projects with Fish and Wildlife Service, things of that nature. We don't want to be the biggest grass-fed guy in the world. We just want to be the best. Expanding, we'll expand a little bit, but we focus on quality. And hopefully, you know, Andrew, our son's gone to college, and he's back on the ranch, which I think are his dreams, mm-hmm. mine as well, and Mary Ann's as well. And you know, you might see a federally inspected processing facility on site, too. It's a huge, huge challenge for small farmers and ranchers, especially in Northern California.
What does that mean?
To sell our products direct to, like, grocery stores or to sell individual cuts, it has to be processed at a USDA-inspected facility.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three north of Sacramento. And they're all really, really, really busy.
Mm-hmm.
So
that would make it hard timing-wise to get it to the end user, too.
Very challenging. Yeah.
Not as fresh when you...
The freshness isn't an issue.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, you just go down and pick it up.
Logistics, getting
the animals there is the more challenging part. And that expense and the expense of going down and picking up the product.
Okay. What does a typical day on the farm look like for you guys? Give us a picture. I want, you know, even the younger listeners out there I want them to see how hard you guys work. What does it take to, you know, get a piece of end, you know, product meat on the table to someone? It's a big deal.
Yeah. And, you know, Paul Harvey sums it up, but I'll give you my picture of it, and I will give you a picture in, March 20th when the grass is, you know, a foot tall. Cattle are usually really, really good shape. And it's 80 degrees outside.
Yeah.
That's a very nice picture.
Totally nice.
But usually start at daylight, and we go check our animals, make sure everything's healthy, make sure nothing's out. There's always fence to fix or build. We're always doing projects on the ranch, rehabilitation projects that go along with fencing, that kind of one and the other. Go back to house at noon, say hi to the family, eat some lunch. And go back at it, and there's usually a ball game to go to, or and you do that 7 days a week, especially in the busy seasons.
Yeah, weekends. What?
Yeah.
I know, it just sort of all blends together when you own your own business. So we've got a few minutes left. I'm so happy that I know you guys are busy, that you were able to have time to come and visit with us here, share the information that you have. Thank you, Mary Ann, if you're listening, for letting us, you know, have your husband in studio here with us. Please come on back sometime. I know there's going to be some major things coming up for you guys, because it sounds like you guys have a really good plan, and I would love to hear how all that goes. Why don't you tell the listeners again how to get a hold of you?
Sure. TurreyFamilyFarms.com. All of our information is on our website. You can email me directly at Tony, that's T-O-N-Y, at TurreyFamilyFarms.com. You can place orders, call and see what our inventory is, if there's anything specific you're looking for. If you're having a party and you want several steaks, call us at least 30 days in advance. Our supply is limited, just because we do focus on quality, and we're not just mass producing these animals. So supply can be a little tricky.
Okay, so someone can call in if they have a party, and then do they go pick it up from you or to one of your stores? Or
Of the stores, or we're up in Redding once a week, delivering to Tops. We're pretty easy to work with. In Chico, my wife works in Chico. I'm in Chico once a week.
Oh, okay.
You know, we want you to enjoy your barbecue or whatever you're having.
Again, that's TurreyFamilyFarms.com, and the number is 570-1276. TurreyFamilyFarms.com. And hey, if you're in the Redding area, they carry their meat over at Tops Fresh Market on Eureka Way. And thank you again so much for coming on board with us. Please come on back. We've got the Positively Healthy Show every Saturday from 10 to 11. I am on the first and third Saturday of the month. I believe next month is Dr. Todd Royce. Come on back next week. See you then.
Heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care.
stuff. You're listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. President Obama continues to call out Syria for last month's chemical attack.
This was not only a direct attack on human dignity. It's a serious threat to our national security.
Making the case in his recorded Saturday message, as he's expected to do in a live address Tuesday, calling for a military attack and trying to convince Congress.
It's a tough decision. I'm going to announce my decision next week.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, the president, just back from a summit in Russia. In his place now in Europe, Secretary of State John Kerry.
What we are talking about is standing together and speaking with one voice in opposition to a clear violation of a red line the world has defended for nearly 100 years.
Kerry, in the past half hour in Paris, he's been getting one particular message from Europe's leaders.
The European Union said it today. The French government said it yesterday. They want to wait for United Nations inspectors to release their report on the August 21st alleged chemical weapons attack in Syria before supporting